Thank you for listening to the Opened Doors Live podcast. This is actually the audio taken from our weekly live video show that you too can get involved in or watch past episodes back by going to Facebook, YouTube or LinkedIn and searching for Open Doors Training. That's DAWES. For other ways to connect with us, go to opendoorstraining.co.uk/connect. There you'll find ways to communicate with us, free downloads and information about our training programs, whether that is face-to-face, online or a blend of the two. All designed to help people grow in confidence, willingness and skills to communicate in public. Whether that is giving presentations or speeches, providing training, having great presence and communication skills in meetings, or just having those difficult conversations effectively. Public speaking is a soft skill that gives your core skills a voice and can open doors that you may not even know exist yet. But for now, let's dive into this episode of Open Doors Live. Good morning. Welcome to episode 4 of Open Doors Live. Cheers. Welcome for the coffee. And that's the whole idea. And it is nice and warm this time. I got the timing a bit better. My name is Chris Dawes, founder of Open Doors Training. And this is the weekly show that we do just to sort of like give little tidbits of information. And it gives the opportunity for people that are watching to also get involved with comments, with questions, with thoughts, with their own experiences. So please do jump in if you've got anything as we're working our way through. Let me know if you've got anything to add at all or anything to ask. It is obviously from personal experience that this training was built on, and working with more people is it sort of added to it. And today's topic is speed. Speed is of the essence, as the title says. And it's for me, if somebody nailed me down as to what is the number one element, the number one piece of advice that you'd give anybody with regards to public speaking, communicating, participating in meetings, delivery of training, whatever it happens to be, I would say speed is the most important thing because it impacts so many elements that you'll be surprised how much of a difference it will make to yourself, to the delivery and to the absorption of what you're trying to share as well. It's a very big human reaction that especially if you're nervous, is that we just suddenly go a million miles an hour and we're trying to keep control and we're losing control. And then we start making mistakes and we start getting stressed because we're making mistakes. And then I remember that next time because I've mumbled over my words. And what about things like stock words, such as ums and ers and things like that? That really comes from speed. And I'll explain why as we work our way through. Very quickly, I just want to give you a brief video that just shows a whistle-stop tour of our online training program and make sure that you're aware. So there we go. That was just, I'd be wrong if I didn't do a little advert while I was in the middle of this, wasn't it? But that is our online training program that, I say online, it's kind of a hybrid between face-to-face and online. And we're about to also add Tuesday Talk Club, I think it's probably going to be called, where as part of the members-only group is that one per week gets to actually give a presentation and we get peer feedback and things like that. So much being added to the Open Doors training offering at the moment. It's really, really exciting, but really hard work. Right. In terms of speed, then, it's the kind of thing that if you can really address it, it will give you more control over what you are talking about and how you're informing people. It will create a better connection with the people that are there listening to you. Because if you think about it, if someone is talking really, 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 really quick and you're trying to keep up with what they're saying, trying to digest it, and it's just too quick, too much, you give up. I can't keep up. I'm just going to take snippets of it. I'm going to take bits and pieces. And guess what? We're playing the luck game there, hoping that they're actually grabbing the most important parts. I don't know about you, but I don't like playing the luck game. It becomes a bit more worrying. So it will add impact, you add clarity, you'll have a better connection with your audience, all of those kind of things. But it gives you more control over yourself and what you're sharing. Think about it in terms of everyday life. If things are happening too quickly, how do you feel? Kind of on edge, you know, when certainly I do, is if things are just too quick, you're just on edge. And ironically, you're then going to speed up with it and start making those mistakes. But if you go fast, your adrenaline's up and you're putting yourself on edge. So you are the one that's in control of it. So if you can bring that down, you're bringing your adrenaline levels down, you will feel a lot more measured in everything that you're going to say, and a lot more relaxed. I have a phrase that I use I say in my training, I used it previously when, ever since I've been presenting and commentating and all of the things where I'm presenting in some way or another, is that if you can slow down, you put your brain ahead of your mouth. You keep your brain ahead of your mouth. If you think of, say, a snooker player, where they are typically sort of like, you know, three shots ahead of the one that they're taking, possibly more. I'm not sure. I'm no good at snooker, to be fair. But that's what we hear, is that they are deliberately ahead of themselves. Now, if you slow your mouth down, your brain is working. We work on a really, really fun practical exercise that kind of forces that to happen in our training, where you have to come up with the history or the backstory of something. You are pick a card or you're given something and you have to come up. Now, the best thing is actually not to make it correct, but actually make it up. We've had some hilarious examples, I can assure you. What that means is that you are forced to slow down because you are thinking ahead. Right, where can I've made this nonsense up about it. Where can I go next? So you're always going to have your brain able to think ahead. What have I already said? What am I going to say next? Oh, somebody's just nodded. Somebody's just made a comment. How can I now interact with that? It will make that kind of difference. We have, you know, comments on the last one. Again, don't forget, put your comments or your questions in. But during the last show, last week's, and don't forget, you can go back and watch it. We had Andy that made the comment that he has in his head what he's going to say when he's doing the award giving section of his job. And then it just runs away from himself and he loses the track of what he was going to say. Whereas if you just kind of go, right, last week's was about making it a conversation. So I know the core of what I've got to say, how it works. Let's just relax, keep it slow, keep it as a conversation. And my brain will sort of think, oh, I'm going to say this next. I can react. I can interact. I can do whatever. So that is the impact of being in control. You're going to be able to ad lib. It's going to feel much more like a natural conversation. The other one is that if you consider what happens, how many times have you sat in a presentation? Maybe you do it, and only you can really answer that now, obviously. When somebody keeps umming, and then I remember being at school and there would be certain teachers that would do that a lot, and we'd start typical school kids, bang out of order. But we would do things like take bets on how many ums are we going to get from them, or if they've got a stock word, like, and we work with people to try to remove those habitual stock words. But it's a key, the biggest advice I would always say to be able to get rid of them is speed. Why? Think about what an or an is. What are you doing when you We're thinking, yeah? That we have just, and I'm thinking. Somewhere in our evolution, it was decreed that we are going to just let everybody know that we are thinking. Why do I need to let somebody know that they are thinking? I don't need to. That's the reality. Sorry, I just had somebody decided to put abusive messages on YouTube, so they're blocked. Sorry. We don't need to let people know that we're thinking. We all do it. We all, when we are communicating, we take that time to just go, well, I don't need to let people know. My visual cues are going to make it clear. It is okay to pause. You know, I don't even do it in this one, but a whole other area that kind of goes hand in glove with this is actually taking pauses, letting your information sink in for a second. And it does apply with your speed. It's just, it enables you to just think about what is going on. Silently, and let them soak it in. This is a prime example. I got focused on the comment. Sorry about that. So allow yourself to slow down, think ahead, take a pause if necessary, allowing your audience to digest it. It kind of almost allows you to have that boom drop mic moment as well, doesn't it? If you just build up to it. In fact, once you're really proficient, is to be able to, you know, play around with your speed, because you can build it up to a crescendo, and you are taking people in on excitement level. I always say, if you are up there going too quick, you've got nowhere to take people in terms of building it to some kind of crescendo. So bring it down, play it steady, keep the breath going. If you find that you are suddenly going too quick and you start umming and erring or tripping over your words and making little mistakes, my advice is to just stop, take a breath, and then move back on again at a measured speed. You just get it back under control again. And it is enable people to digest what you are saying. So speed historically has been my number one piece of advice. I still stick to it now. And by the way, it's not something that we kind of say, right, you're going to learn it, press the magic button, and that's it. You'll have it right forevermore. Absolutely not. It's more a case of that if you are aware of it on an ongoing basis, then you are always going to be able to kind of acknowledge and recognize where something has gone a little bit wrong. And you will then sort of allow yourself that moment to just take a breath, to just take a pause, recompose, and then go again. So I still do it myself. When I am, whether it's commentating, whether it's hosting awards nights, whether it's giving business presentations, I will suddenly become aware that I'm starting to trip over my words. Right. It's probably because my adrenaline's gone up, and so you need to just bring it back down again and get it back under control. So think about it, work on it, be aware of what is happening. So you might sort of go, oh, I'm getting stressed because I'm forgetting what I'm going to say. I'm stumbling over my words. I'm saying too much. Address the one thing, the speed, and you will be amazed how much it will knock on and have an impact on all of those bits and pieces. So that was episode 4. I hope that you found it useful. If there's any thoughts, comments, questions, drop me a line. Thank you for watching out on YouTube, LinkedIn, and Facebook. And I look forward to seeing you. I think next week's show is going to be about presenting to camera, present a particular webcam, because, of course, we're all having to do that a lot now. And I think it will stay. We're able to go back to work, and that will increase. But I think there will be times when, you know, a speaking to camera is sufficient for people. So that is the next one. It deliberately follows after this because last week's of make it a conversation rather than a presentation, and this week's about, you know, speed, slowing it down. Those two really apply for how you can get the most out of communicating on camera rather than suddenly going, I'm on camera and I'm not going to look at it and all of those things. So we're going to address speaking on camera. Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure having your company for today. And I look forward to seeing you next week. Cheers.
Thank you for listening to Open Doors Live. I hope you enjoyed it and it was useful. Remember, go to opendoorstraining.co.uk/connect to find out more about how you can interact with us and how we can help you.